time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are joined, as always, by Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes. Never a dull time in real estate. Always a lot to talk about with things going on. Good morning, Shane. What do we want to talk about today?
Pretty much the same thing we've been talking about, because like you said, it's always changing. So everything is either going up or down, and we keep a daily eye on that. So I thought I'd just give you an update of where we're at with rates. Are houses selling or are they not selling? And those type of statistics.
All right, let's go for it.
All right. There are currently 321 active homes for sale in Douglas County. And as a reminder to your listeners, there were 140 in March. So today, 321 active properties that are not under contract with a buyer. So a buyer has a lot more opportunity to find homes right now. That's one piece of good news. Price drops. So for the sellers, there have been 29 in the last week in Douglas County. So if you think we got roughly 300 homes, about 6% of them had a price drop in the last week. In the last 4 weeks, there's been 111 price drops. That's about 40% of the market has had a price drop in the last 4 weeks. Now, that's in Douglas County alone. If you look at the national statistics in the United States, about 20% of every house in the U.S., which is about 580,000 homes, have had a price drop. So we're actually having about twice as many price drops as the national average in our county. 38 properties went pending. So there's the answer to, are people still buying? Yeah, 38 buyers went under contract in the last 7 days. And just in our company alone, we've had 23 buyers go under contract in the last week. So, which is actually quite an uptick. It's the most we've had since the rates hit 5%. There are 50 new listings, so that's why our inventory is going up. We know we were 140 in March and now at 321. 50 new listings, but only 38 pending. So that's a net gain of 12 active homes that are still available on the market. Interest rates are actually down, and a lot of people were surprised by that, even me, because they're about 5.75. When we talked last week, they were, I believe, 6.3. And I thought I might recap what happened in the last week to make them go so far up and then back down. What happened was the government met last week, and they were supposed to announce what the CPI or inflation rate was for the month of May, and they met on Thursday, and the inflation rate was in the low 8%. And what everybody thought was it was going to go down or stay the same, but instead it went up almost a full percentage to 8.6. When they announced that on Thursday, interest rates, and not yesterday, but the previous Thursday, interest rates went from 5.5 to 5.8. And then on Monday went all the way up to 6.3%. The Federal Reserve met on Tuesday. When they met, interest rates had already gone up to 6.3%. This is your average mortgage for the United States. When they met, they raised the federal funds rate 0.75 point, which they were only supposed to raise at 0.5 point. But people kind of assumed that they would because of the inflation rate. But when they did that, rates actually went down to about 6.2, and then they've slowly gone down since the Fed announced that. They have slowly gone down from 6.3 to yesterday, ended of the day at 5.75, which, depending on when you got in the market, when you were in the housing market, 5.75 might sound lower, it might sound high, but compared to the last week, it's actually low, down almost 0.75%, which is what the Fed raised the rate. So it's a very interesting, volatile time in the interest rate market. So, but those are the two things that are really causing interest rates to go up and down. The number one is inflation, but the numbers decide on what the Fed's going to do, and the Fed relies on what inflation is. So we don't get new numbers for inflation until July 13th. That's when the federal government will announce what June's inflation is. So we don't anticipate any large changes in interest rates until July 13th. And if July 13th, the federal government says, oh, interest rates went, or geez, inflation rates went up again, then interest rates will go up again. If they say it's stable, we'll probably stay stable. The Fed will meet 2 weeks after that to decide what to do with interest rates based on that inflation rate. I know that's a lot.
What are you seeing?
Like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, there is so much going on right now. What are you seeing from those that are in the market, both as potential buyers and those thinking about selling? Is this time kind of leaving people a little uncertain as to when they want to jump in?
I think so. And I think it depends on who your realtor is as well. We are talking to our buyers more and more and more before we even start looking for property about the market and about, is this a good time to buy? It really depends on you, your financial situation, what you're looking for, why do you need to move? Those kind of questions. Because if you don't figure all that out before you start looking and then you start watching the news, we're getting a lot of things under contract from other agents. And it's very few agents that aren't maybe having that discussion with their buyers. And then the buyers are canceling the contract a day later after we've accepted their offer. And I understand it, but you really want to have those conversations up front. It's not a good time. There's this thing going around on the internet that agents all over the country are posting. And it's basically says, marry the house, date the rate. So what they're saying basically is, yeah, buy the house. Don't worry about your interest rate, because when it goes down, you can just refi it and lower your payment. That's a fine strategy, unless the reason that the interest rates go down is because the market goes down and you lose your equity. If you don't have 20% equity in that house, you can't refi the house. So you're marrying the rate and the house. So these are things that you really need to discuss with a real estate professional, an agent, and a good lender that's going to explain all this to you up front. The bottom line is you need to be able to comfortably afford your payment. Regardless of what the interest rates are, you got to be able to comfortably afford your payment for a long period of time. And my advice is, if you're not going to be there 5 to 10 years, don't buy.
Well, a lot to look at and consider right now. And for people that are contemplating a move, maybe they feel like it's time to downsize. Maybe they've got more kids. Mm-hmm. They want a bigger house. How can you help them?
Yeah, absolutely. We would just sit down. Before, we would just immediately start looking at houses. Rates were good. There was nothing to talk about. But now we would just sit down and see what your financial future looks like, how comfortable of a payment you are, what payment you're comfortable with, what you can afford. We don't want you, you know, spending half of your income on your mortgage payment, and then something happens to the economy or something. So we're really just being very conscious of what people can afford. It's not a bad time to buy if you have a good income and you're renting right now. Then, you know, as long as your mortgage payment's not too much higher than your rent and you can afford it, then it's a great time to buy. It's always a good time to buy for long term if you can afford the payment. We just don't want to see anybody get stretched so thin that they we're not looking for one-time sales. We're looking for lifetime clients. So we want to take care of them from their first purchase, and then we want to, you know, have a relationship with you on your next purchase, and, you know, your friends. So we definitely want to take care of people, not just get one sale and move on to the next one.
All right, Shane, give us your phone number real quick.
Phone number is 541-391-4945, and you can always Google us at Oregon Life Homes. We'll come right up.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
8:49, wrapping up the morning report, back with more at noon. It's 9 o'clock.